Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3096, An Invitation to Dance Like No One Is Watching by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you every single day of the year so that you don't have to go find articles yourself, all in an effort to make your and my days just a little bit better. So with that, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. An Invitation to Dance Like No One Is Watching by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. The ugliest thing in a person is ultimately essential to preserving the beautiful thing we are becoming. My son pulls a book called Wonder out of his backpack. His face is full of resolve, and I ask him why he looks so serious. He tells me kids at his school keep returning the book to the library within the first 50 pages because they get too emotional. I ask him if the same fate will befall him. He says, like the tough guy the world is training him to be, "Nah, I won't cry." 2 days later, he walks out of his bedroom, his face now full of crumbled resolve, and he puts the book in front of my wife. So she picks it up, and I lose her for a day as she disappears into the fictional world, into Augie's world, the story of an 11-year-old boy born with extreme facial deformities, the story of a boy beginning public school for the first time, venturing into the wild where his tender heart is the prey and his peers are the predators. My curiosity gets the best of me, and I start reading the book, and the story does something completely unexpected to me. It turns some more of my hate into gratitude. What I hate. I hate ego, the part of our minds responsible for protecting our hearts from a wounding world. I hate my own ego, and I hate ego in others, because ego is the biggest cause of suffering in the world. The protective ego keeps us isolated and alone and deprived of the one thing we all want, connection. It creates division and leads to violence. It is the fuel of arrogance. It ruins marriages and families and relationships of every kind. If there's one thing in the world I still want to label as entirely bad and irredeemable, it's the human ego. But reading Wonder made me wonder, how could our good, beautiful, tender hearts ever survive the perils of youth if they weren't protected by something? Because while few of us are born with extreme deformities, we all encounter a shame that makes us feel deformed, like we'll never be good enough for the world around us. Maybe our egos are the necessary armor, preserving our vulnerable hearts while we venture through the wild. When I quit hating. Several days after Wonder was introduced to our home, my son told us he'd been bullied at school, called nerd, and other words in that particular constellation of fourth grade cruelty. I asked him how he responded. He smiled and said, "Actually, I didn't have to respond. My friends responded for me, and that felt good." His friends also responded in typical fourth grade fashion with a barrage of slurs about jocks and athletes. I listened to his story of budding fourth grade egos, of boys building walls, hunkering down in their own tribes and finding safety there. My son was grateful for that, and as I considered my son's vulnerable heart, I became grateful too. What I'm grateful for. I often talk about the ego as a castle with three parts. First, the walls we build around our brilliant souls to keep people out and to keep ourselves safe. Walls like silence and pretending and public personas. Then the cannons we add to the walls because we're tired of hiding and want someone else to feel wounded for a change, canons like criticism and slander and gossip and fists of fury. And finally, the throne we build within our walls to make ourselves feel like the king or queen. Thrones made of power and possessions and prestige. But as I sat in gratitude with my son, I realized our egos aren't meant to be a fortress. They're meant to be a chrysalis, a thin membrane protecting us in our process of becoming the beauty we already are. A membrane that can't hold us forever. A membrane that gives way once we have experienced the beauty we are beneath all the shame and protection and pretending. A membrane that bursts open when our urge to get out, spread our wings, and fly free becomes absolutely insuppressible. What I hope for. Now, I'm grateful for the ways my ego has protected me. I'm grateful for childhood nights in bed, riddled with anxiety, calculating what mistakes I'd made and who noticed, building walls. It gave me some sense of control over a world that felt completely out of control. I'm grateful for the year I considered half the country a political enemy of mine. I'm grateful for the way I used ideas and categories and labels like canons to keep people at a distance because my heart must have been needing a lot of protection during that election cycle. I'm grateful for the way my ego compelled me to learn and achieve so I could put myself on a throne and keep my heart safe well above everyone else. My ego served me well for a time, long enough for me to realize it was reinforcing my fears, isolating me, wounding others, and keeping me chasing lofty but transient and meaningless goals. Long enough to discover the heart it protected is good and beautiful and worthy of love and belonging, and because of that, doesn't need any protection at all. My ego served me long enough to outgrow it, long enough to let it go, long enough for it to come raging back like a bad habit I can't kick, and long enough to let it go again, over and over and over. It's the challenge we all face. Will our ego become a fortress? Will we rely upon its fickle facade for a sense of worth? Or will we climb down off our throne and dance in the courtyard of our ego with the good and beautiful self we've always been and are always becoming? Will we dance, and will we begin to dismantle those walls, making ourselves available for the very connection and belonging and union we've been desiring all along? I hope we will, because the dance is a wonder to live. And we are, in fact, beneath all the protection and pretending, wonderful to behold. You just listened to the post titled, An Invitation to Dance Like No One Is Watching by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Dr. Kelly. I feel like I need to see if my library has that book now. It's called Wonder. Sounds like a great read. And checking it on Amazon, it has a rating of 4.7 with over 80,000 reviews. So yeah, definitely going to add that to my list of books. I don't know about you, but the idea of the ego protecting us, but also isolating us, or being a fortress versus a membrane, hit home for me. I know I've personally built my own fortress of solitude, a place of being guarded and protected to shield me from harm, of others' opinions and critiques. But I think that led to my always wanting to be in control of different areas in my own life, like my emotions. I'm pretty well known as being very level and not emotional, which does have its benefits. In times of chaos or high stress, I can definitely stay cool and grounded. But there's a balance there, and I think I'm pretty off to one side. So it gave me a lot to think about, and curious if it did for you too. You can always let me know what articles hit home with you or what you found moving. The best way to get in touch is to reply to my weekly email newsletter, and you can find that newsletter at oldpodcast.com. It's free. But with that, wishing you a great weekend. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.